Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
It's always nice to be home. It's the greatest ballpark for me. It's the greatest ballpark in baseball, and the fans are just incredible. Win, lose, or draw, that's really a special thing. I mean, we've got a special thing going on.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News is the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Hey, Skip.
How you doing?
Excellent. So when it starts to get hot like this, the humidity's starting to ramp up a little bit. Here in Milwaukee, anyway, we're going to see a heat index of 95 this weekend. What does that do to the ball and to the pitches? Like, does that flatten things? Does it change anything? How does the game change when it starts to really get hot and humid?
I think that humid's one thing, but when it gets warmer, the ball travels a little better. I don't know the physics of it all, but it seems like when things are warmer, the ball travels better.
How about the players?
Like,
yeah. How do the players like it?
Yeah.
Do they travel?
They do. They like it. Yeah. No. I mean, when it's super hot day game, you know, it'll get to you. You're in Cincinnati and it's 97 with a lot of humidity and a 12 o'clock Sunday game. It can get something, but
famously humid there. Yeah.
Yeah. But sure enough, it's players love being warm rather than cold during baseball games, for sure.
Was curious about that. I wondered if maybe, like, if you have some that you're wondering where they are and they're standing in the hallway to the clubhouse where the air conditioning is on or something like that.
Well, they do a lot to accommodate. There's a lot done to accommodate the players at that time, you know, whether there's ice towels or ammonia towels or whatever. There's a lot to keep them cool, fans, misters in the dugout. There's all sorts of things.
So opening night of the Miz, that's what we call it, when Jacob Mizorowski pitched last week. Obviously, it was an exciting time, almost seemed like a playoff atmosphere seeing him pitch for the first time. Now that it's been a few days and he's been with the club, how's he doing? How's he feeling? Do you keep an eye on a rookie like that who comes in midseason and make sure that they stay in some type of process?
For sure. Every move he makes is monitored pretty much. The training staff and we call it high performance staff, you know, strength and conditioning, nutrition, all of it's being done. There's a lot coming at the kid, you know, there's a lot coming at him, but there's a lot of people around to keep him on track. Teammates, I think, are the biggest influence, and they keep him grounded, and so he doesn't get too much into the hype. But it was such a beautiful start. You know, you're obviously concerned about the second start, just because, you know, was he able to get his feet on the ground, or is it like he's on roller skates? He's not quite solid yet because of the newness of everything and all that's coming at him now. You just hope he can get grounded very quickly.
Who does he remind you of with his height? Is there with his length and with his height, does he remind you of any other pitcher you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, you think about Roger McDowell, or I mean, who was I thinking of? Jack McDowell.
Oh, yeah.
From Stanford way back when. You think of that a little bit. But he's pretty unique. Great kid, and you know, cares about all the right stuff, and it's fun to watch.
So we were talking about the 42% number. Are you familiar with this?
So okay, I don't know.
No.
Oh well, okay. Oh, I'll give
you
it to
you. You're trying to do this regular life thing to me again.
No,
right?
No.
You know, I know nothing about regular life.
I know nothing about what you do either.
So no, what Amy is referring to is that Baseball Reference was cited in the paper today, and it says the odds of the Brewers making the postseason is at 42.9%.
42 is a great number. Jackie Robinson, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a good number.
See, don't you think you have to have that kind of... Right, who cares? Is that what your attitude is?
You know, I grew up betting the horses with my dad.
Me too.
Loved to bet the horses, you know? And you know, you just know what you know. You know, you can bet the chalk if you want to bet the chalk, and, you know, oftentimes the prediction's decent. But, you know, 42% would be a horse that's probably 8-1. I like that.
Those are
that's
good fine. Odds.
That pays, yeah, that pays, what does that pay? 8-1 will pay 18.40, you know, for a $2 bet.
I like that.
Not that I'm a betting man. Not that I'm a betting man, but you put that with the Exacta or Quinella, you know.
Right. Things are looking good.
Nice little payoff.
I remember.
You know what I'm saying? So.
I used to I worked at a track in Des Moines, Iowa, Prairie Meadows, it was called. And oftentimes, coach, I got to sit on the, sometimes, I didn't always get there, but oftentimes they'd put me on the finish line. I'd have the video camera right there in the finish line. And that's where that's where the real gamblers stood. They sat right there on the finish line. Rocky was one of them. And they would tell me all of their tricks, but they never seemed to win.
Well, it's definitely, gambling's a disease, so there's no chance. There's no chance you're going to come on top of that one. But
so is baseball.
The sport of kings is second only to baseball.
Aww. Well, go get them! Great big series against the first place Cubs in Chicago starting tonight. Go get them, Skip.
Can't wait! Thanks so much, guys.
Best of luck.
Pat Murphy of your Milwaukee Brewers on Brewers 360.